from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You mentioned it's only against the White Sox and whatnot, but we'd be talking about, you know, dire straits, and they lost these last two games against the White Sox. And I was kind of thinking about that, you know, this morning. I'm like, okay, they're winning games against the White Sox and whatnot. Everybody gets the opportunity to play the White Sox over the next, I don't know, 50 games or so. I was looking at a tweet from our sister station in San Diego, and they're like, we got the White Sox and the Marlins in six of the last 50 games, like 6% of our schedules against some of the bottom feeders of, you know, Major League Baseball. So everybody's going to get that opportunity. They're going to come around and they're going to play the White Sox and play the Marlins and teams of that nature that unloaded everybody and you don't know anybody on their teams anymore at the trade deadline. But you guys still got to win those games. And the Royals did, man. They took care of business again last night. Bobby Witt Jr., of course, in the center of everything. I thought Waka pitched well last night. And boy, oh boy, I heard this stat on the Ben Maller show. And this is the one that drives me nuts more than anything, because for me, blowing games and having your closer F it all up after your team, you know, went out there and fought for 7 or 8 innings is just the worst thing ever. The White Sox have more blown saves now this year than they do wins. Uh-huh. I mean, that's just it's disheartening. I mean, that bullpen that they're rolling out there right now may be the most embarrassing thing. That's like a AA bullpen that the White Sox are rolling out. And that dude that came in last night making his major league debut.
Take it easy.
I mean, this guy came in, he's firing balls all over the place. He couldn't control his emotions. And I don't know what it's in the big, I'm not going to pretend that I do, but that guy didn't handle the situation well. He looked like that moment was way too big for him. And if a July at Comiskey Park playing for the White Sox against the Royals is too big for you, best of luck moving forward. But that guy was gassed right away and walks two guys to start that inning. And you just knew that that inning was going to be the one with the Royals were going to explode and find a way to win that baseball game. And hey, lo and behold, they did last night.
I knew the Royals were going to win as soon as this happened.
Anderson delivers. Fastball popped up, shallow center field. Robert sprints in, still coming. It drops, base hit.
Thanks,
Garcia
Lewis.
Streaks in to score from third. This game is tied at 2.
There it is.
Freddie Fermin goes to second. And Bobby Witt Jr. delivers a game-tying hit.
As soon as that ball dropped, almost immediately.
A 1-2 pitch. Fastball punch, past third into left field, base hit. Blanco takes off. He rounds third. He's in to score standing. Now Wilson waves win around third. The throw goes to second. Pasquantino's tagged out, but Witt slides in safely.
So again, we had a discussion yesterday of how Bobby Witt Jr. should be the MVP. I'm not here to tell you that everything when you're a most valuable player is flashy, or it shows up in the stat book, or it shows up on ESPN or whatever you're watching your highlights of baseball games. This is why Bobby Witt Jr. once again should be the MVP.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. comes up in the 8th inning once again, gets a base hit,
right.
Nothing flashy, a ball that drops right in front of Luis Robajal.
Yeah, just a dunker, right?
Just gets there, and he's on first base. And as soon as he's on first base, you know that eventually he's going to find himself around the bases.
Yep.
You've also, like you mentioned, have a rookie pitcher debut coming in. And I remember watching the game last night. I look at my buddy, and I'm like, watch this. Let's see how nervous he gets.
So nervous. The first pitch, you knew it was over.
Bounces the ball. Yeah. He sends one past the catcher, which advanced.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Pasquantino comes up, and Bobby Witt Jr. goes from first to home, which, if you remember last night's game, that ended up being the game-winning run.
Yes.
Because they got a run in the bottom of the eighth. They didn't get another one. It was a little bit, you know, Hunter Harvey gives you the biting the fingernails vibe as a pitcher,
yeah.
But gets the job done. And the Royals win their 59th game. They get another quality start from their starting rotation. And Michael Wacha, that was their 54th quality start. And their 29th come-from-behind win. There are times when at the end of the season, if you are in the playoffs or you are in the wild card or you are fighting for another round of the playoffs, you go back and you look at things like this throughout the season. I understand that it's the Chicago White Sox, but you came from behind again in the eighth inning using your star, who's an MVP, and leaning on your starting rotation. And that's exactly what they did. And again, like, I understand that, like, it wasn't the easiest of wins. It wasn't the most sit back. It was kind of, you had to come from behind, whatnot. But again, everybody that was supposed to do something in that moment, in that game last night, again, White Sox or not, did their job. Sam Long looked confident as hell in that closer role. Strikeout, fly out, strikeout looking. When he hit that hook on the last batter, yep. He just froze and looked, and it was just like, sorry, that's game. But again, all those sort of numbers, 59 wins obviously is nice. That's going to keep you going in the right direction. 54th
couple more
start,
and we won't lose 100 this year.
No doubt about it. And then 29 come from behind wins. And when you look at teams in the past that make the playoffs that are surprise teams, it's how do they get here? Well, they were never out of a game because they just never were going to quit, and they came from behind multiple times. That number is going to continue to rise. But again, a great win last night, whether it's the White Sox or not, you've won another series. You're going for a sweep. You're what now? 11-1 for Chicago?
Yeah, you got the opportunity to be 12-1 against the White Sox. And right there, that is the difference maker in finding a way into the postseason. Just think if you were 6-6 against the White Sox, right?
Yeah.
And you split these games against Chicago, where you would be, right? You probably wouldn't be in the position that you are right now, tied for second place in the Central with the Twins losing. Thank you very much, New York Mets, last night. And now you have a 2-game lead in the wild card as well. You gained a game over Boston again last night. So you increased your lead. You increased the division lead with the Minnesota Twins and have tied them. You got a series with the Twins coming up rather soon, and you've widened the gap now between you and the Boston Red Sox as the next team that's trying to be on your...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Heels to get into that wild card. So the Royals accomplished a lot last night. And did they find their closer? I don't know. I don't want to go through this every day where a new guy gets trotted out there. Well, we got our closer today. We got our closer today. Just win the games, man. Like, I don't know how they're going to continue to win games down the stretch or what it's going to look like. I don't care. I don't care. As you mentioned yesterday about the individual stats, all of that nonsense, just find a way to win. And yesterday was a find a way to win type of game. It was very reminiscent, if you will, of, you know, Patrick Mahomes leading his offense this year and only scoring 13 points, them finding a way to win because the defense went out there and made some plays for you and kept you in the game and gave you that opportunity to win. And that's what Waka did last night. He kept you in the game, gave you the opportunity to go out there and get the win. And then when the White Sox went from their starter, who was damn good last night, that kid was really good.
Yeah, had a cannon.
He was really good last night. Like, I'm actually looking stuff up about him. Like, this guy's pretty good. And then I look at his numbers like, nah, he's really not. He's just having a nice night. But he was really good last night. They take him out of the game and they put, you know, Gasoline Von Gasoline in there. Mm-hmm. And that guy can't find the strike zone, let alone the catcher's mitt. And you took advantage of that. And that's what baseball's all about. Like, I know we're starting to kind of ride the ebbs and flows of this season more so than we have in the past. And it's starting to become reminiscent to me a little bit of the early days of Patrick Mahomes, where the Chiefs would be trailing early and I would get multiple texts from friends of mine screaming and yelling about the game. I'm like,
it's over.
There's 3:47 to go in the first quarter. I mean, like, why are you texting me about this game? Because you know what's going to happen. Patrick Mahomes is going to find a way to win this football game.
Right.
And, you know, and you again text last night, oh, I don't know, is this the panic button time now? And I'm like, okay.
It's worked two nights in a row.
Put the phone away, Dusty. Like, put the phone down.
It's worked two nights in a row.
These games are 9 innings long, and in the third inning, they're down 1-0 or 2-0 or 2-1 or whatever the score may be. It ain't panic button time because we know what happens at the end of these games. And, you know, I was talking yesterday about the free money on the Chicago White Sox betting against them if they have a lead in the eighth inning or later. I mean, so far, that's been free money for everybody around here because the White Sox now have blown two leads in the eighth inning or later against the Royals. And they're, you know, if you're betting against the White Sox in the eighth inning when they have a lead, you're cleaning up. You're taking home a big chunk of change. So hope they have a lead at the eighth inning today. Bet against the White Sox.
Yep.
And let's make this thing 3 in a row where the Royals find a way to win, get that sweep of the White Sox, which is imperative right now. It is imperative to get that sweep against the White Sox because now you go to Detroit and you have an opportunity in Detroit. And I think, quite honestly, anything less than 3 out of 4 in Detroit would be a disappointing trip to Detroit. They're not a team that's playing great baseball right now. They traded one of their big-time pitchers yesterday. And so you have an opportunity now to take care of a team that basically waved the white flag when they traded Jack Flaherty yesterday. So the schedule is shaping up for you right now over the next couple of days to take advantage of. And you have to take advantage of it because it's not going to get any easier. There's games against Cleveland. There's games against Minnesota. There's games against the Yankees still to come. So you've got a schedule that is not going to be easy once you get through this kind of, I don't want to say honeymoon phase of the schedule or whatnot, but these are the games you have to take advantage of. Build up your wins, give yourself a little bit of cushion, go out there and take care of business against these bottom turds.
A lot of times in the NFL, you'll see post-game celebrations where they give away a game ball.
Yeah.
Our boy Vance got the game ball last night.
Well, you know, getting the guys on ahead of that, they're really patient at bat from Mikel. You're down a run. You're probably trying to do, you have the instinct to try to do a little more than that. He took his walk, then a really good at-bat from Hampson to move the runner with two strikes because he didn't get the second until there were two strikes. He moves the runner. Freddie takes the walk. So all of those leading up to it, Bobby, you know, not trying to do too much. Anderson's throwing 96, 97, so tough guy to face. Gets the run in. You know, they kept the infield in because they know they're not unlikely to turn a double play on Bobby. So just making contact is huge there. And then Vinny, two strikes as well, I think, going the other way. Great base running from Bobby, but a great send from Vance, too. As soon as he sees that throw going to second, he never stopped.
How would you describe Bobby's speed there, and maybe, too, a little bit of the throw as well, just being able to have that instinct from Vance to go home?
Yeah, we're looking for that. You know, as a third base coach, if you see, you know, especially you got to have the guy that can do it, but, you know, Bobby never stops. And as soon as that throw starts going to second, it's worth the chance right there. And Vance saw it the whole way.
So guys on the same page.
Got to have that vision, Vance.
Vance wasn't on the ground. He wasn't like he normally is, which is great.
Turtling.
I thought he was going to be, but Bobby wasn't going to be at third. And that alone right there, how much of it was nerve of the pitcher knowing that Bobby Witt Jr. is on base.
That's huge.
MVP sort of caliber. Yeah. Not going to stop. Knows the connection with his third base coach. Go ahead and send him.
Yeah.
And the Royals end up winning the game because of that run, because Bobby didn't stop. They win 4-3 against the White Sox. Come from behind again. Their 29th time they've come from behind. Their 59th win. And the Royals are cooking. They got a 2-game lead over Boston, as you mentioned. They're tied with the Twins in the wild card. And they're 4.5 behind the Yankees as the top wild card spot. Still got some work to do in the division, but they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and that's just take care of business when business needs to be taken care of.
We're where you want to be.
That's right.
That's right.
Baseball
it is.
With the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
you want to see
enjoy your ride to work. You're going to hear this song a lot today.
Where the walls.
No, you're going to hear this song until they stop losing.
That's right.
Like stop winning.
Or the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Way back Wednesday. Nobody requests this song for a way back Wednesday.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you said it last night.
The excitement of the stolen base as a double plays.
This is where it happened.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
You know, don't look now, though. The Cleveland Indians just tied the Phillies for the best record in Major League Baseball.
Good team over there.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.